My name is Adelheid Popp and I am an Austrian Social Democrat. For decades I have been campaigning for women's suffrage and for social justice and democracy, especially for the underprivileged, socially vulnerable, women. My young life was marked by bitter poverty, hunger, exploitation and humiliation. My father usually wasted all the money in the tavern and then came home drunk, where he beat up my mother and us children. Therefore, at the age of 10, after only 3 years, I had to leave school and start working to support my family financially. Every day I did 12 hours of hard work in a factory, which one day led to my breakdown. I had a nervous disease, they told me at the time. That was, of course, an excuse for my malnutrition and anemia. As a result, I was prescribed fresh air, good food and rest, a luxury I unfortunately could not afford, so my daily life in the factory continued unchanged. Through newspaper articles I came into contact with socialist ideas for the first time, which gave me the courage to break out of the unworthy dependence and to take life into my own hands. I began to go to workers' meetings and to work for the improvement of the situation of the working class and especially for women's rights. Public speaking in front of others was something I was really good at. And so I soon became a sought-after speaker and was asked to write articles. This was difficult for me, however, since I had only been in school for 3 years and knew neither spelling nor grammar. Thanks to the support of my husband Julius Popp and my sponsors Emma and Victor Adler, however, I caught up on everything. By marrying Julius, I was able to give up factory work and devote myself entirely to publishing the Arbeiterin in Zeitung, of which I became co-founder and editor in 1892. This was a great fortune for me. I very much hope that our efforts will now finally be successful and that women will then not only be able to vote but also to hold political office. Because then I might finally be able to achieve my goal of actively shaping politics, example, as a member of the National Council. And I could then finally use myself correctly for further important women and family political interests. Because there is still a lot to do on the way to an equal society. Today is a historic day. I am so proud. Finally, we are being heard. A few years ago, such a large demonstration, with so many women taking part, would have been completely unthinkable. It was a hard, rocky road, but it is worth it.